Shall we have a word of prayer? Our blessed Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for sparing our lives to be here tonight since we left here on Sunday. We are very grateful to you for your protection and cares upon our lives. Lord, thank you for daily provisions of our needs. Thank you for your fatherly cares upon our lives all the time. May your name be praised, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we have come again as you have promised. We are two or three. I gather together in thy name, there you will be in the midst of them. The prophet said, when you come into the midst of your people, you do not come as an onlooker, neither do you come as a recording agent. You come to design the needs of your people and to meet it. Lord Jesus, we pray tonight. We don't want to return back home the way we came. We want to go back better citizens of your kingdom. Grant it, Heavenly Father. As many, dear Master, as I know yet feel with your spirit, may you feel them, Lord. Those already feel, may you refill. To the sick and the afflicted, you remain our Lord and our God and healed all our diseases. Let our faith rise tonight and touch you, O God, for whatsoever needs we have. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing your servant to our midst. As usual, may you use him as a channel of blessing to us tonight. Bless your people in all the nations of the world that are gathered around this glorious message of the hour. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Bless your servant that you used to lead the songs. Thank you for the hymns of the church. We are grateful. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Can please be seated for a little while. You've forgotten that the interpreter will. Praise be to God. We are all welcome to the house of the Lord tonight. And as it has been announced before, that we are expecting a visiting minister. God made a way for him. He's been with us since Monday. Yeah, and he'll be taking the service tonight. Sunday morning and evening.
Laro Sunday at Ivole Sunday.
It's yet to confirm if he will take Sunday school along with it.
What
if I
said,
I'm discussing with him at home, but he has not given me a word.
Boya, what if Mule for just a month? But what if
it's up to me? Only morning and evening.
Only okay. Arrow at Ivole.
You accept yourself from self. I wonder why it takes you so long.
It's
not taking Sunday school. And if God bless you, church. The name of the Reverend is Brother Innocent Nwachukwu.
He is
based in Warri.
Warri o di
Bodo. He has a church in Mina.
Was born in Jokanimina.
That is missionary pastor to.
Oje Ulusaguta to
Kiriwasu. Just like we have our precious brother Adeyemi with us.
He has a church in Kiriwa.
That is how it is. So our precious Reverend, you are welcome to Christ's Bride Tabernacle.
Akikabo, Sile Joseph.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. I want to thank the Lord once more again tonight for being in your midst. I want you to help me to thank Pastor Martins because He really did something that surprised me. When I left from Mina, I thought we are going to arrive here because we didn't leave much in time because of passengers. So I was communicating with him. And so I was telling him that if we arrive late, because the motor will be stopping at
Ojo,
I will try to help myself, if possible, look for a hotel and put on until the next morning. And he said no. That immediately I arrive, I should call him. And that make provision to pick me. So, and I was expecting I will see some young men like me, you know. When I get to
Ojo,
so immediately I got there, I just called him. And then when I called him, he told me that he's already there. And I didn't know he was there, whether he left house at 8 or 9 o'clock, because the vehicle arrived around 10. So, and he killed me to see him in his age with one of his deacons, the one that is standing at the door. And they just picked me. I said, I didn't expect that. That's a real surprise. I was thinking I would just take a hotel and sleep. In the morning I would come to the house. But he did it. God richly bless you, sir. Amen and amen. And he has been ready to serve all the time. Let me not forget the deacon also who came with him. I want to appreciate you, sir, for leaving your house to make sure that I'm picked up. God richly bless you. I want to thank Mama too, because she has been taking care, making possible that my food will be okay. And I have been feeling good and wonderful. I'm feeling at home. May God bless him in Jesus' name and bless the family. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want to also appreciate the associate pastor, Reverend Fabesa. He is one name. That is what we call ourselves. I want to appreciate you, sir. God richly bless you. So when I see him, I see his chin was getting fat. He says it's my and the one that is getting fat. So we are just struggling it. So I want to appreciate the name of the Lord. I want to thank the Lord for other ministers who I didn't see here, like Babayo and the Reverend Professor Adewumi and all the rest of them. I want to appreciate everybody. May his name be glorified. So I trust that God will help us once more again tonight as we fellowship around the world. Well, what I want to share for us is just some few quotes from the message. I trust it will be a blessing to you, as it has also been a blessing to me. So, brother, just give us that quote that God has got a purpose for you, so that we can really see what the prophet said. Okay, I've already given it to him.
Okay.
That's in paragraph 43 of the message, Why Christ Speak.
Amen.
Amen. But before we go on, let's bow down our head a little bit. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we can talk too much, we can eat too much, but we cannot pray too much.
Oh, yes.
Lord, your servants has already prayed. Lord, we just believe your presence is here.
Amen.
Anoint your word in our heart once
amen,
again
amen,
tonight.
Amen, amen.
Teach us, O blessed Heavenly
amen,
Father.
Amen, amen,
give us understanding and revelation.
Amen, amen.
Forgive us our sins and trespasses.
Amen.
our shortcomings. Amen. Lord, in any way we are far short of your glory.
Amen.
Thank you, blessed Father.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name, we have asked and prayed.
Amen.
Paragraph 43. Brother Abraham said, he said, God has got a purpose of you being here.
See,
if you can only be, get to that place, how much trouble you save God and yourself too. Amen and amen. God has got a purpose of you being here. It is not your own purpose, but God's own purpose. God has a purpose of you being here. Not my purpose, not your purpose, but God's own purpose. But Brother Abraham said, if you can get to that purpose, you will save God trouble. And also save yourself trouble. And that is why today we have so many troubles in our lives, because we are not serving that purpose that God brought us here. In the message, amen, God does not judge a man without first warning him.
Oh no.
The prophet said that if God brought you here, you have to go to him and ask him, why do you bring me here? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It is not you chasing shadows or trying to feel what you think you want to be. You have to ask God, why did you bring me here? What is your purpose of me being here on earth? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let us see again, brother. Life is a struggle from the message. God is simplicity. Amen. In the message, God is simplicity. Amen. The prophet said in that message that we want everything, just everything, so we can take it easy and retire and take life easy. Life wasn't intended to be easy. Life is a struggle. And anything that about life is a struggling. Look at a tree. Look the way they struggle. Look at everything that God likes. It is a struggle. When we try to get some kind of a system that takes it easy, then we are wrong. Can somebody say amen? That is what our prophet told us. And we believe it because it's the message of the hour. Prophet said, when we try to take things easy and think that life is easy, he said there is something wrong somewhere. Life is a struggle. You know what I want to share with you tonight? It's just like I want to talk to you. Well, we have been preaching by the grace of God, but I believe that this preaching of a thing is, as we go on, we get advanced. We have more understanding. And we have more revelation. There are some certain things we say because we feel Brother Abraham said it. But until when it is done to you, until when you come to closer realization, then you will really understand what he means. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So before we go on, I would like to also open our Bible as we stand on our feet. I want us to read from the Bible, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, from verse 1. Amen. And then we are going to read again, book of Psalms, chapter 4, 30. from verse 4 to 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 from verse 1. The Bible says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. There is a time to be born, and a time to die. You know, let me tell you,
yes, of all,
there are some times we don't like to see in life. But the scripture says that those times are there. And that is one of the things that struck me. That what I'm trying to speak about tonight struck me. Then it makes it easy for me to live a Christian life. Because when you have not come to realize that there are times for different things, and those times must come. There are some of those times that come that we don't like. It's a no-go area. When it comes, we feel bad. But whether we like it or not, those times must surely come. Because God says so. Amen. Say, so there is a time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh. Many of us like to laugh. But how many people like to weep now? But there is a time to weep. That is what the scripture says. Amen. There is a time to weep. Amen. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stone. And a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. If you're a businessman here, you would like to be selling. When there is bad markets, you will just sell. In fact, I never sell anything. You complain. But these are seasons. Hallelujah. This side and that side. They are there. And if we are believers and Christians, we must believe the word of God. Hallelujah. When you understand that those things are there, brother, sister, nothing moves you, then it will be very, very easy for you to say through and live a Christian life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Verse 6, a time to get, a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sew, a time to keep silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit had he that walketh in that wherein he
laboreth?
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah.
Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalms, chapter 30. Amen.
Amen.
From verse 4,
he
says, sing unto the Lord, O you sent, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. For his anger endureth but for a moment. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. There can be a time of weeping, you weep. But there is a time that weeping will be over. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The reason of this topic, which I entitled, you may be seated. The two sides of life that exist together. There is two sides of life that exist together. And since this thing was speaking to me, I feel I should share it with brethren. You may not hear anything different because it is the message and what you have been hearing. But the way it was speaking to me and get connected together, it makes it easy for me to live a Christian life. That no matter whatever comes or whatever goes, I know those things are there. Because there are so many things that we don't want to hear, we don't want to see. And when they come to you, you become sad. You feel bad. But whether you are sad or whether you feel bad, as long as God has ordained them to be there, it must surely come. Amen and amen. So I said the reason of this topic is to keep us balanced and stabilized. It has helped me since God opened my eyes to this. Because if you don't understand that life has two sides, you will constantly complain. You will murmur. You will feel cheated. You will feel frustrated. You will feel bad in life. You keep on asking questions. You will be discouraged. You say, why me? Why this thing? You will even lose hope. But before I will go ahead of my message, do you know that as believers, Brother Abraham told us there are so many things that are meant for us. He also told us that we are going to pass through many things in this life as if we are Christians. That is why you have to be very, very careful. Okay, brother, just give me. You may have an heartache. It is amen. Yeah. Down. You may have an heartache. Hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Let me just read it. So that before we go on for our background. That is from the message. Three kinds of believers. Amen and amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, praise God.
Oh, yeah.
You may have an heartache. Okay. In the three messages, three kinds of believers,
paragraph
118, Brother Abraham said, you've got something to do. God has got something for you to do. You may have heartaches and some troubles. You may have some disappointments. But do we pray to shun them? No. Lord, take me through them. Whatever they is, whatever it is, don't let me escape them. If they accept for me, just give me the grace to pass through that. You may have troubles in life, disappointments. You may have discouragement, disappointment. There are so many things that are meant for us that we cannot run away from. Look at the prophet saying it. Do we shun them? Do we pray to shun them? You are going, God, take it away, take it away. He said, no. But whatever they are, if they are set for me, because there can be something that is set for you. And when those things can come, it will not ring a bell. You will not receive a message. All of a sudden, you will see something happening. There are things that are meant for us. There are things that is meant for you that is not meant for the other person. But you cannot pray to shun it out. But if they are meant for you, all you need is the grace of God to pass through them. Bro, give us God rivers. That's ahead of our. Oh my, we have done pure work. Give us God rivers to cross or something like that. From the message appropriate gift. Let us just keep the background before we go on. On these two sides of life that we want to talk about tonight. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, message. Appropriate gifts. Paragraph 81. All God's gifts always find their places. Amen. Just bring it up a little bit. Amen. All right. 82. Oh yes, he said, if you're a woman, dedicate your morals. If you're a young man, dedicate your morals. Dedicate your mind. Dedicate your thinking. Dedicate your heart. Dedicate your soul. Dedicate all you are. And let Christ walk through that. What a glorious thing. You got rivers to cross. You got bridges to go over. You got prayer parties. You got the tickets. You got the woods. You got the dark places. You got the high hills. You got the high climbs. What are you doing? Someday you have to stand and look back and see where you come from. And you are going to be judged by the course you take. Put all your mind and your thoughts on that North Star, the center of God, and don't move from it. Stay right with it. It will bring you right straight like the magic did, right straight to Christ. There are many mountains, prayer patches, bridges that we are going to pass through. But you have to be very, very careful. The course you take. Because one day, when the day will come, amen, you will look back. Because this life that we have is a package. It has a package. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 1. He said, boast not thyself of tomorrow. Because you don't know what tomorrow may bring. Because you may wake up, what you expect might not be what you will see. Because life has two sides. There is two sides of life. Let me mention, what are these two sides of life? We have the day side of life. And we have the night side of life. May God help us. Brother Abraham told us, That you cannot have everything, brother. Give us the quote. You cannot have everything glorious on this earth. Even Tinubu. He can have all the whole money of Nigeria. But everything is not glorious for him. Even President Trump. Even all the whole millionaires. So many times you feel you are like somebody. You are not supposed to be anybody. Be the person that God made you to be. Are we together tonight? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God created you perfect.
Oh Lord, that Lord, be paid.
Created you the best.
Oh Lord, that Lord, to
die. He did not make any mistake.
Oh Lord, Osasie, by grace,
He created you.
We are to die, Osasie,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You Lord, go.
There is something I was discussing with Pastor Martin when we are coming down last
night.
Many times you just see some big men. They have houses. They have cars. They have everything. They have money. And you feel you should be like them. Even these politicians that we see today, many of them got enriched themselves. Enriched themselves. And you see they go to London, go to America, and so many places. And they go there and buy houses. Oh, you'll be pitying yourself. Why am I not like them? But let me tell you, brother. Abraham told us in the message, spiritual food induces. He said you have got something that the people of the world doesn't have. There is something that God did that those who claim to be big men cannot cheat you on. Whatever they have, it is going to end up here. Whether they have 100 houses or 100 cars or honor the Holy Badan, they can never go anywhere with it. It all ends here. But let me tell you, upon all the whole money that they have, they cannot buy eternal life. Many of them has got money that will last to their generation, their children, until their children cannot even be hungry. But let me tell you, they cannot buy eternal life. By the grace of God, Sunday evening, we are going to talk about how you can get eternal life. Eternal life is not by your doing. We are going to see what the prophet said about eternal life. The only way you can have eternal life, because that is whole sum total of why we are here tonight. Nobody wants to go to hell. We want to have eternal life. Praise be to the name of the Lord. They cannot buy eternal life. Let's say, oh, they have bought eternal life and you don't have money to buy. They cannot. I hope you're hearing what I'm saying tonight. Blessed be the name of the Lord. They cannot bribe God. They cannot go there and say, let me buy eternal life, buy for my children, and so forth and so on.
For me,
it's not possible. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Now, Abraham told us in the message, he becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. The prophet said, I am not too strong. I will say in my nerve, I have a very bad nerve system. And I realize it takes the type of this system, a system, to make the ministry that the Lord has given me. He said, you cannot have everything glorious on the earth.
You
cannot have everything glorious on the earth. No, Brother Bram was talking about good body. Strong body. But when it comes to his
mouth,
it is a different story altogether. And he said he takes that kind of a
mouth.
Amen. Amen. I realize that he takes that kind of a now a system to make the ministry that the law. Amen. You cannot have everything glorious on earth. Physically, I am very strong and thankful. Physically, I'm very thankful for a strong body. But my nerve system, because you play right on the line between natural and supernatural. And it tears you to pieces. The prophet said that he has a very strong body, but his nerve system is a different thing altogether. That is why I praise God. There's nobody that can say he has it all, because there is two sides in this life while we are here. Until when we get to the millennium, until when we get to the new heaven and the new earth, it will be a different story. But as long as you are still here, there is two sides of this life that coexist. They coexist together. They go together. And if you came to understand that there is two sides of life, that there is a daytime of life and there is a nighttime of life, then it will be very easy for you. You will calm down. You will not be chasing shadow. Remember the quote that we read? When you just come out, you feel this is what I want to be. But God has a purpose of you being here. And until you get to that purpose, you save God problem. You are, because when you are not in that purpose, you are causing God problem. And you are causing yourself problem all over the place. Until you come to that spot. But we know that the prophet told us anything that serves the purpose of God will come up in the resurrection. Amen. Now, these two sides of life that coexist, give us hit a spell, that exist together. The prophet told us how it goes in the message, invisible union of the bride, paragraph 54. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Take it up, brother. Take it up. Hallelujah. Okay, 55. He said we have families. Every family here is accustomed to that. He said sometimes everything will run fine for you. For years, everything will be running fine. Then all at once, you hit the spell. Where we say in many times in the south here, when it rains, it pours. And everything goes wrong. Did you get what you are reading tonight? Everything go fine. Everything run fine. As family, husband and wife. But all of a sudden, hallelujah, everything goes wrong. You are going through a night time. Then there is a daybreak. Then a night time. Everything run in continuity. When things are going fine, all of a sudden, hallelujah, everything go wrong. Brother Abraham said, You are going through a night time. Because there is a night time of life. There is also a day time of life. If you don't understand that it's a night time of life, when things go wrong, how will you feel? What I'm telling you tonight, we're not talking about denomination. Mark of the beast, okay. The mystery, seven tongues, that's what we're talking about. We are talking about things that concerns us as Christians. The thing that we have to face. That when it comes. Hallelujah, praise God. We are steadfast and we are still standing. Because this topic is very, very broad. And I was trying to compress it. Because if I begin to go, you know, we just come, take small thing, pray and go back home, come back, take small thing, read small quote, go back home, come back, read small quote, go back home. Because I can be talking on these two sides of life for 1 month. I have a topic also, what you should do when you are going through these two seasons. When the two seasons are there, you are going through, more especially, the night time, that is what we are talking about now. What are you supposed to do? I have a message on that, on Esau. What should be your attitude when you are going through a night time? You are passing through a night time. And you see the other brother is building a house, buying a car. Then you cross your leg. And then that spirit of greediness. And do you know? You can even say, brother, God bless you. Thank God for the car, but it's not from your heart. But let me tell you, if things are not working good for you, and you see other people, God is working for them, what you should do is to thank the Lord and connect yourself to that promises. And say, God, the same way you did it for this brother, you do it for me also. Because the Bible says, rejoice for them that are rejoicing, weep with them that are weeping. You just see God is blessing somebody. And you just come and sit down, cross your leg. Take your hand and put your ear to. See this kind of person yesterday. Where is he? He don't buy car. He don't build house. It is only you alone that know what is going on in your mind. That spirit of greediness. You wish it were you. But it is not you. If there's any possibility. You say, brother Innocent, we are church. Do you know in every church there are three kinds of believers? Am I talking nonsense? There are believers. Who are they? I don't know. But the prophets spell out their character. In the message, three kinds of believers. Any brother you see that anything that happened, they carry pram, go around the whole place. No matter how you smile and say, God bless you, it's a make-believer. Are you following? It's not written in the face. Oh, praise God. Let's not go there. Amen. Then I have a topic also. What God uses the night side of life to achieve in your life? Because there are so many things that God permits. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There are so many things that God permits. I would like to read one of them. Do you also know that Brother Abraham told us, when we are saying, Lord, let thy will be done, sometimes evil may befall us. Brother, give us permit disaster. And after that, we will finish. You give us control into our desires. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There are many things that God, even as believers, that God permits in our life. Time we fail us. For me to show you, Abraham said, if we live right, that doesn't mean that we are immune from trouble. I can show you a quote where he says sometimes we have more troubles when we become Christians than when we are not Christians. Because Christianity is not a flowery bed of ease. You know, because in Pentecost at the channel, every time they will be prophesying to you. Look at, you know, this and that. In fact, you are going to, you know, that. Just like that. But we are telling you what the prophet said. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Can you see for me disaster? It's not there. Okay, maybe I didn't put it. Okay, let me read it from my own side here. It's from the message Possessing Your Enemy's Gate, preached in 1959. Praise God, amen. In paragraph 32, Brother Brown was just talking about when Moses was bringing the children of Israel from the land of Egypt to the promised land. All of a sudden, some things came up which is not supposed to be. In paragraph 32, Brother Brown said it was only a few years later when trials came. Because when the children of Israel, it was not an easy task. It was even God that gave them the land they are going to possess. But that did not stop trial on the way. Are we together tonight? Amen. Only a few years when the trials come, and the church got all shook up, as it is so easy for a congregation of people to do, when something just don't seem to happen the way that it's supposed to be, God makes it that way. God brings tension in the church. For every son that comes to God must be tried, proven and tested. He let sickness strikes you. He let disease come on you to test and to prove you. God can allow sickness to strike you. God can allow what? Diseases to come upon you.
I saw.
To test and to prove you. Do you know? Let me tell you.
Yes,
of at this not time of life. It is not when things are moving fine. It is at the not time of life. That is when God proves who you are. He let disease come on you to test and to prove you, to show the world that you are truly a seed of what? Abraham. Because the seed of
Abraham,
no matter what comes or goes, there are some people when testing comes, it's either they backslide. Some of them will leave church. Some of them will start to talk nonsense. They begin to speak negative words. They become Satan PRO.
Oh, what dear.
Public relations officer.
What a Jewish Satan.
Praise God. But the seed of Abraham
cannot
give up.
Not
what male, what gold. A seed of Abraham, just like
Job,
when everything was contrary on his side, you know what? Even his wife said, curse God and die.
Say,
get away, you speak like a foolish woman. Job was standing upon his confession. testing some trial.
It's
what God used to prove.
No, that's what you are.
It's God uses you to prove who you are. Prove where you are standing. Whether you are actually a seed of Abraham. Or whether it's mouth. You call yourself a bride of Christ. Whether you are actually a bride of Christ. He permits it by his own will. God can permit disease by his own will. God can permit sickness by his own will. He permits disaster. God can permit disaster. I'm talking to a Christian. God can permit a disaster. He permits the friends to turn against you.
I mean, who is your friend?
God can turn him to come against you. I'm not hearing people saying
anything.
He permit all these things and turn the devil loose to tempt you. He will do it but take your life. He could throw you on the bed of affliction. He can turn your neighbors against you. He can turn the church against you. He can do most anything. And it is God's way for him to do it. We are taught that it's more precious than gold. Am I saying nonsense? This is the message. That is why when you don't understand, because what you are thinking about, everything glorious, everything fine. When you don't understand, there is another side. That is why many people don't understand.
Brother,
give us amen that God contrary to our desires from the message going beyond the camp. Paragraph 13. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, Abraham said, and after all, we want the will of the Lord. Sometimes the will of the Lord is contrary to our desires. You are praying now. You say, Lord, let your will be done. Let your will be done. Oh, Lord, I want your will to be done. Do you know that the will of God can be contrary to your expectations? But still, if we want the will of the Lord, it's just as precious to know that the will of God is just precious to know that evil will befall us. If it is the will of God, whether it will be good or evil, it is the will of the Lord that we want done. And I know, amen, we look at it in that manner. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sometimes we say, let the will of the Lord be done. But sometimes the will of God may be that evil will befall us. Something we do not expect. Something we do not desire. Maybe I don't know whether somebody makes sense to somebody, but it makes sense to me.
Only to me.
Because he's talking to a Christian. He's talking
to a
believer. Because we have heard from the message in Visible Union that we are families. Sometimes things might be going on in years. But after some time, things begin to go wrong. You are going through a night time. Then it will come day again. Because we've been made here for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. That is why, oh friend, I don't know whether to go beyond my message this morning, this night. That's why you are sitting here. You have rights and privileges. From God, okay? Let me just take it. Oh, I know I'm not preaching, I'm just talking anyway. May God help us. Bro, give us just everything is just fine and dandy. Okay, bro, before you give us, amen, everything is fine and dandy, give us when looks like everything. From the message, victory day. Is somebody understanding something tonight? Amen. In the message, victory day, Brother Abraham said, when it looks like everything has gone wrong, God is giving you a trial. He's got confidence. Let me tell you, I'm going to come down to show you. Whether you are passing through nighttime or daytime of life, God is in it all. God is in it all. Whether it is day or night, God is in it all. But that night time is working out something. That night time is working out something. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When two things look like everything has gone wrong, God is giving you a trial. He's got confidence in you. He don't have to baby you around. Do you also know, just as you have your children, when they go wrong, you take care and scold them, so also, God scolds you when you go wrong. He'll flog you and give you care. Oh, you think that God will baby you?
No.
This morning, a family called me from Cross River State, Obobara, Obudu, something. There are people that just have confidence in me so much. They love me, you know. I have children all over the place. I can't get them together. So the sister was telling, after the husband had spoken, he said she had a dream and saw me correcting her. And after correcting her, she was seeing fire. She usually sees fire burning. He said, what does that mean? I don't interpret dreams. Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah.
But I just don't want to get myself into trouble. I just have to answer with wisdom. You know, sometimes we receive correction. But many times, some of us don't want correction. They don't want to receive correction. When everything is going wrong, God is giving you a trial. He's got confidence in you. He don't have to baby you around. You are not a hobby plant or a hybrid. You are a Christian, a real Christian. God is giving you a
type.
See what you do about it. Amen. No wonder Peter said, this very trial. He said, count this joy. It's more precious than gold. And many times we hem and haw. Amen. That's something God gives you to overcome. He knows you will do it. He put his trust in you. Amen and amen. When things go wrong, when it is not going the way it is expected, it is a night time. And that night time is when God, amen, fulfill the scripture that says, every son that cometh to God must be tested and tried. Nobody wants that scourging. Let me give an example in a simple way. You see people eating food, sending their children to school, and yet in your house, no money, no food. Will you be happy? But God may permit something like that. To teach you some certain things. To give you a trial. To see what you're going to do about it. Will you start comparing yourself with another person? No! But you hold to God's unchanging
hand.
I pray that God will help me tonight. Brother, give me just everything is just fine and dandy. We are trying to show these two sides of life from the message invisible union of the bride and the statue of a perfect man. Paragraph 43. Amen and amen. All right. Okay. Paragraph 43. A young man asked me the other day, he said, "You think I ought to get married, Brother Bram, to such and such a girl?" I said, "How much do you think of her?" He said, "Oh my, I love her." I said, "Well, if you are not going to live without her, you better marry her then. But if you can live without her, you better not. So if it is going to kill you, you better go ahead and get married." And so what I was trying to get to him is that if you love her so much, now, right now, before you are married, everything is just fine and dandy. But after you got married, then the thoughts of life comes in. That is when you got to be so in love that you understand one another. When you are disappointed in her and she's disappointed in you, you still understand one another. Because there is a possibility that before you are married, everything will be going fine. Everything will be dandy. But after you are married, toys of life. I have seen couples that time. Sister will say, "If I know, I will not marry you." The brother will say, "If I know, say, I will not marry you." Because that is the time you will test whether what started before is original or not. Because there are things that can come in life at any time. Things can be going fine. After the marriage, toys of life. The brother might have a good job, but after the marriage, you can lose your job. Things might not be going the way. Abraham said that is the time you got to understand one. Because this life has what two sides. Hallelujah. Time we fame tonight. We are always thinking of the positive. Amen. We are always thinking about the positive. Positive all the time. Amen. But the negative side or the bright side of it is a no-go area. It's a no-go area. Am I pushing it for you? No. But what I'm trying to tell you is that whether I like it or you like it or not, those things are there. And then there's got to be an attitude you have to take. When those things are there, it doesn't mean when it comes, when it they come, that is all about it. Amen and amen. Before I told you, amen, that whether it is night time of life or day time of life, God is in it all. There are so many quotes I could read. In the message, be certain of God. Brother Bram said, if you have prayed to God over a particular thing and have made the requirement, God still lay silent. Because you can be praying for something. Hallelujah. Brother Abraham told us in the message of everlasting life and how to receive it. I used to wonder if there's anybody that God can hear his prayer so quick. It should be Brother Abraham, because he's a star. He's one of the seven stars in the right hand of God. But he prayed over something for 2 years before God could answer him. And he told us he prayed for another thing for 15 good years before God could answer him. In the message teaching of Moses, Brother asked the children, does God answer prayer? He said, yes, God answer prayer. But does he answer immediately? Not all the time. Do you hear what I'm saying tonight? Brother, there are some certain things you will pray for now. Before you step out of the church, God will answer that prayer. But there are so many things you will pray for now. In the next 5 years, before you go see that answer prayer. But one thing I want to tell you is that God answered prayer. But there are some times you will ask God for some things. God will keep silent. God will be quiet. If you want to understand what I'm talking about, go to the message "Be Certain of God," preached by our prophet in 1959. See what he said there. You have been praying for something over the years, and yes, you never received the answer. You may be thinking that God didn't hear you. As long as you have faith and pray, God had you. But it is on good time. Teach me, Lord, how to wait on my knees. In your own good time, you will answer my prayer. It is at his own good time. You cannot tell God to do otherwise. Brother Abraham said, we don't pray to change God's mind. But we pray, God, change my mind to fit your word. You cannot change God's mind or command God or make God an errand boy. God will do something at the time he wants to do it. But whether you are going through night time or going through daytime, God is in it all. In that night time, when everything goes wrong, God is in it. God allow it. God permit it. He's trying to find out what you will do. He wants to know whether you are a pastor or whether you are a son of your father. God wants to prove you. Oh, may his name be glorified. Amen and amen. All right. When you prayed and God remained silent, the prophet says he's testing your faith. Amen. There is none of these two sides that indicates whether God loves you or hates you. Did you get what I said now? I said there is none of these two sides of life that indicate, bro, give us. Amen. Brother, give us cloudy skies and storms of life. There is none of them that indicate whether God hates you or loves you. That's why the scripture tells us that the rain falls to the just and unjust. When you see somebody prospering and becoming some big person, you think that God loves him more than you. That's not correct. When things are difficult, you think that God has disproved you. That is not correct. Brother Abraham said, the cloudy skies and storms of life are no sign of God's disapproval. When the skies are cloudy and there is storm of life, everywhere there is storm, everything has not been fine. That does not mean that God has disapproved you. Neither are bright skies and still water are sign of God's love and approval. His approval of any of us is only in the beloved. Let me tell you something. I might just use a word you don't like. You can be like as poor as a church rat. But God loves you.
But Lord never receive it.
More than Tunubu what was that former president? Jonathan. You can see somebody that's not recognized. Look at such a person like
Lazarus
and the rich young ruler.
In
the book of Luke, brother, many times I used to fold my hand. What is Christian life all about? In the book of Luke chapter 16, the Bible told us that
Lazarus
went to the rich man, you strong ruler's house.
To
look for food. The rich man did not consider him. Brother, when the rich man is eating, any crumb that falls, Lazarus and the rich man will be struggling for the crumb. And there is no scripture that showed us that the rich man's life was embittered while he was here. The Bible told us when the both of them died, Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. And the rich uncle was in what? Bringing them to deep water. And so that his throat could be dry. Are we together tonight? There was nothing that could be reckoned about Lazarus. Why he was here on earth? That is the way that God. That is the way that God wanted to his life to be purpose of God in his life while he was here. And that's so whatever is the purpose of God in your life, nobody can change it. You cannot change it. Let me digress.
Brother
told us in the message things that are to be.
He
said that your life was pre-planned. He said your life was pre-planned before the foundation of the world. Before you come here, God has already finished everything about you. This is a manifestation. Here is a manifestation of what God thought about you. I was preaching on the mystery of who God is.
His
nature. Where he dwells. That was in eternity. I preached in our church. And I wish if I preach it, I don't know how you look at me. Because before Genesis 1, when God said, let there be light, before he was eternity, God was the great Elohim, dwelling alone.
He
has no beginning, has no ending. No father, nothing to worship him. Let me just drop it there. That was when your name was written in the Lamb Book of Life. Do you know that the day you gave your life was not the day? Amen. The day you accepted Jesus Christ, because you came to recognize what God has already done. But before the foundation, your name, He finished everything from the foundation. Let me tell you tonight. Do you know that it was God that created Satan? Do you know that God knew that He was the one that will corrupt the world? Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Then who is at fault now? That brings us to Romans chapter 9. He has right to make one to to honor and to what? His honor. He has the final say. I don't want to go there, brother. He finished everything before the foundation. Before Genesis 1. Before God said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. Praise God. But before the foundation of the world, He finished everything. That is when you become His attribute. Amen. He was to be a father. He was to be a son. He was to be a Holy Ghost. He was to be a healer. All these attributes, we are in Him.
Why down yo won't be no long. Why die?
I don't know whether you get me tonight. That is why you didn't become a sinner just to be a sinner. But you become a sinner so that His attribute of being a savior could be manifested. That's what Abraham said. You have to bypass your theophany and come to the flesh to be tempted of the devil. Oh, praise God. Let's just leave that side. We are talking about the two sides of life. Amen. The cloudy skies and storms of light are not a sign. If things are not moving fine for you, because there are many of us who are coming to church, you're grumbling, writing prayer requests. You are, things are not fine. Oh God, do you love me at all? Oh God, am I your child at all? That's not a sign that God hates you. That's not a sign that God does not love you. Neither do you see anybody things are moving fine. And that is a sign that God is with that person. No! Amen! God's approval is only in the beloved. His love is elective law which He has before the foundation of the world. Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is why your love for God cannot even give you eternal life or take you to heaven or give you eternal life. It has to be His love first. After His love, then you can love Him. Amen. His love is elective love. He has brought before the foundation of the world. Does He love us? Ah, yes, but how do we know? We shall know because He says so. And manifested that He did love us. For He brought us to Himself and gave us of His Spirit. Blessing us as sons. How shall I prove my love to Him? By believing what He said. And by conducting myself with the judge, amid the trial that He in His wisdom allowed to come to pass. Can somebody say amen? Oh, praise God, hallelujah. I feel like shouting. I feel like jumping.
That's okay.
Oh, praise God, this message is a revival. What are we talking about? This is seventh thunder revelation. This is what will awake the bride. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
May His name be glorified. There is no specific Bible characters.
Like
Job, David, Paul, and Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
That didn't have their night side of life or night seasons. They didn't have everything glorious. They had their night time. Every Bible character, they had their night time. Time we fell off to begin to tell you the night time of Job, the night time of Paul, the night time of David, the night time of Jesus Christ. They all have their night time. Oh, praise be to his holy name. Okay. Let us just enumerate what is the day time of life. Amen. The day time of life is anything that puts smile in your face. Praise God. You just get a contract, you get money, you go buy a car, build a house, your children in big schools, some get visas and travel overseas. That is what we are praying for. Everything is
just
ginji. You have good health. You have success in marriage. You and your wife, you know. But the other people will see. You don't see this family. You don't see how they
are.
I hear some women say, my wife gives me everything. My husband gives me everything. I don't know whether it is true or not. Because there was a time, my junior brother, my direct junior brother, I'm the first, now he is the last. When he got married, him and his wife at that early stage of marriage. So after small time, I will ask the wife. I said, "Is my brother marry you very well?"
She bro me so sure that
he said, "Perfect,
correct." I keep my
mouth shut. The marriage has reached 10 years now. I call her one day. "My brother marry you very well."
She bro me sure that she be a wife. She be done law.
He said, "It doesn't give me money. It's only the children he give me. I thought he said it's perfect.
It's money perfect.
I don't know whether you're following me. Anything that puts smile in your face. This is the day time of life. This is a day break. Hallelujah. Praise God, you are coming now, you drive, you know, that kind of thing. This country is not even giving us a smile in our face. I'm telling you, I only drive my car now, the fellowship only. If I drive you to church, after the church, I drive you back home.
Police,
I drive you go, I drive you back home. Any other place I want to go is with keke. But I remember the time I used to buy 5,000 naira fuel. If I want to go to Abuja, I'll fill the tank with 18,000. And it will take me with taxis of 40,000. I don't go to Abuja, come back for how many hours? For me to drive to Abuja now, I have to buy fuel of 100 and something.
It's not putting a
smile in our face. But we thank God for the promises of God. We thank God because the kingdom of God is coming. Amen. What is the night time of life? The night time of life is what makes you squeeze your face. It's what makes you sigh. You're uncomfortable, you're not happy. Things like difficulties.
Things
like painful and hidden struggles. You see how everybody is shining. But there are people that are going through hidden struggles that they cannot tell anybody. Sicknesses and health challenges. Poverty and financial struggles. Attacks. Family conflicts. Grief of losing a loved one. Imagine you lose a loved one. Will you be happy? In the message Shalom. Brother Abraham said that when he lose his wife, he lose his daughter,
Sharon.
He said, ask God. Why me? He said, people always ask, say, why me? He said, ask that question. Amen. But all of a sudden, he said he didn't know why. The only thing he can say is, the Lord give, the Lord take. I wish I have time to read those codes. Because I love reading these codes. I love reading the message. I love proving my point with the message. Then he said, he didn't know, he didn't understand. That is why, brother, let me tell you, some of the songs we are giving us messages we don't understand. He said he didn't know. But he said he did know now. There are things that will happen in life. God will not communicate to you the reason. But do you know the one that hurts me?
Say,
they are all more precious than gold. They are more precious. Those bad things. They are more precious. I can. Bad thing happened to you. And it is precious than gold. How can? I have a message. Things that God permit. There are things that God
permit.
Abraham said that it is beyond woman understanding. He said he didn't understand that. But I do know now. I understand now. After many years. Brothers and sisters, what are we talking about? There is two sides of this life. There is a night time and there is a day time. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. There is a time to laugh and also a time to what? To weep. They have their different times. Amen. Praise God.
And you know, go.
This day time of life is when God gives you privileges to enjoy the blessings that He has written in His Word. Church tonight. Do you know? Let me tell you.
Yes, of
that as a child of God, there are so many rights you have as a believer, but many of us don't realize and we don't claim them. I don't even know what you are thinking and what you are looking at. Brother Abraham told us, he said, when you become a Christian, God hands you a checkbook. As you are sitting right there now, there is a checkbook in your hand. I was sitting one place. I call a brother. I say, brother, stand on your feet. I say, open your hand. Is there any checkbook?
He said
no. I said, but the prophet said, when you become a Christian, there is a checkbook that will last you for life. With the name of Jesus Christ signed under it. Then when you need anything, you can sign it. And launch it into the bank of heaven. The bank of heaven is responsible. I'm telling you that tonight, we have a right to every redeeming blessing that Jesus died for. Every promise in the book is ours. Is it healing? Is it salvation? Is it prosperity? It's your right. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Every little blessing that Jesus died for is freely given to you, is yours. Every promise in the Bible. Amen.
Amen.
You have a right to claim every one of them. Abraham said, coming into Christ
is
just like a big arcade or a variety store. Let's assume, I don't know whether there's a supermarket around here. And somebody tell you, I say, you see this supermarket, everything that's in there belongs to you. And then you stand like this. And you are just looking for what belongs to you from afar off. And you are looking afar off. The prophet said the right attitude for you to make a step. Enter there and know what belongs to you. That is what we are lacking today. We don't know what belongs to us as believers. We don't know what belongs to us as Christians. We have a right to every little blessing. We have a right to every promise in the Bible. For the issue, we are not claiming it. We don't even know we own that. We don't know it is even our own right. Are we together? Praise God, amen. Things that belongs to you. And there are things that doesn't belong to you. You have to reject it. You have to reject it. Brabham told us that if a courier man or DHL man come to your house and knock on the door and tell you there is a parcel for you from Lagos and you look at that parcel, the name that is written there is innocent. I'm not calling your name so that you don't get afraid. Because anytime I want to talk about that, I use to use myself so that the brethren will not be afraid. Pastor is in the pulpit. I use myself. Then when you read it, it's your name that is there. Then as you try to open it, you find a rattlesnake. The prophet said, as long as you receive it, it becomes yours. But no matter if your name is there, but you refuse to take it. Amen. He said the courier man can stay there and make a lot of noise. As long as you refuse to take it, when he gets tired, he will send back his bank to the people that did what? That bring it. That is why, praise God, when sickness comes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Reject sickness in your life.
That
is the promise of God. By his stripe I am healed.
Lord,
the By his stripes I'm healed. You stay 2 days, you stay 3 days, and you stay 4 days. You never see any improvement. Oh, maybe that thing I say, it's not correct. Who tell you it's not correct? Stand on the word of God. Speak the word. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Abraham said, when God said, let there be light, he must have taken 1,000 years before light came. But did light come? Light did come. When Jesus Christ was hungry, amen, he was passing through with his disciples, and he saw what? He saw a tree, and he
went
there expecting that he would get a fruit from it, and there was no fruit. He cursed it. The next day when he was coming, Jesus did not come and say, oh, let me just go and look whether what I spoke was right or not. Jesus passed and was going his way. It was the disciples that said, oh, master, praise God. Oh, master. Amen.
I
mean, he said that tree you caused yesterday, it has already withered. What did Jesus say? Oh, ye of little faith. Amen.
I mean,
whatever you need in life, speak it out. Claim the promise. Brother, give us the code, no court of appeal. Let us see the way it works. Hallelujah, praise
hallelujah.
God. No court of appeal. That is why, brother, we have a right as children of God. You don't need to be complaining, murmuring, pitying yourself. We are sons and daughters of God. We are not supposed to live under privileged life. We are not supposed to be pitying ourselves. Every time you're negative, negative, that's what you are talking your
mama.
May his name be glorified. No God of appeal. No, not this one. The other one.
Okay, you.
Praise God, amen.
Hallelujah, amen.
Court of appeal.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Let's see the way it goes. Court of appeal is 2 in 7:30. Okay. We are there. Bring it down. Okay, come up. Abraham said, let me just use an illustration. Suppose you need healing. What does the word of God say? We have already read in countless times, but we did not get into the spirit when we are reading it. Did we ask God? Did we ask God for his spirit? Amen. To teach us the real truth of it. If we did, we will call the elders, confess our sin, be anointed, and pray for us, and that will be that. He may not come immediately, but in his spirit, it is over. If you need healing, go to the elders, let them anoint you. Just believe, not be the next fellowship you come. The other day you come. Another one you keep coming. Just believe. It might not come immediately. Amen. But in his spirit, this is all over. There is no other court of appeal. God will fulfill his word. Oh, we need to get into his spirit. And then this will be done. Don't go through the act first. But get into the spirit and then go through the act. And watch what God will do. Do what God says. Stand on what God says. As I'm standing here tonight, I have grown above the level. When I see a brother is sick, everybody's running Hector Skater. And we are thinking he's going to die. Let me tell you.
Yes, so far.
The message tells us that you cannot die
on the
way God is finished with you.
Any
small thing you are afraid to die, you are afraid. Every small thing you are scared.
But
I don't know whether I give you that quote. In the message, hallelujah. All right, we're going to read some certain things now. Amen and amen. Our time is coming up. Oh, my. Yes, sir. Okay. Did I write there? Purchase for us for our healing? Okay, give it to us. Purchase for us for our healing. Brother, anytime I read this quote, I even write the quote and put it inside my Bible. Hallelujah. In paragraph 11, that is the message way back, I think so. God, sir, we will see Jesus. Is this how we will see Jesus? Okay, we will see Jesus. Brother Bram said, now, healing is of God alone. God alone has prepared for us our healing. It is up to us to do everything that we can in our life. And in every way that God has given us for our healing. But it is God that heals. If God calls you home tonight, there isn't enough medicine in the world that will keep you here. There is nothing that is going to keep you here. And if he determines you to stay on earth, no matter how many physicians say you are going tonight, you are not going. You are not going. There is a way I used to demonstrate it. You go to the hospital, you see your loved ones, you see your brother or your sister, and you see the saliva is just he will breathe. Before he will come down, 5 minutes will go. But everybody will carry his. It can be in a coma for 1 month or 2 months. So are you hearing what you are talking tonight? I believe this message, because it's backed and vindicated by the pillar of fire. Even in that condition and the physician, the doctor say, in fact, in some few minutes you will die. You are not going to go anywhere. You will not die. That's how you will be doing like that. You come and smile. Because God has not determined you. If he determines you to stay on the earth, no matter how many physicians say you are going tonight, you are not going.
Oh, Lord, oh, Teta.
It's just all up to God. Me. Any day you hear Pastor Innocent has died, that is the day that God has determined. Can I hear from you? That is the day, brother. This is our position as believers. Oh, praise God.
Hey,
brother, give me spiny. All right. From the message, God keeps his word.
That's
you have to recognize who you are.
You are
a son and a daughter of God. You have authority. You have a right to every little blessing, to every promise in the Bible. In the message, God keeps his word. Brother Abraham said, I've trusted him in the hours of sickness and accident. I've trusted him when the airplane was pining in the storms. And you didn't know what I will say, Lord Jesus, are you finished with me?
So,
if not, threaten the plane out and see how to put around to the right condition. Hallelujah. Brother, the first time I enter play, I had opportunity to enter play. I was scared. I was afraid. I said, let it not be today where I go enter the plane now. They think you can crash. That thing was there for a very long time. One day I made up my mind. Worry to Abuja. I say today, not today. I look at my trousers. I spoke to my trousers. I say, you go tear today.
Where is Okotoyi? Oh, Yaloni.
Those who have entered plane, you see them compose. Those who have not entered before, you see them praying. So when we enter the plane, it was not of experience. My seat was at the window. I was not looking. And the plane took off. I will tell you everything that happened right there. You know, as there is gallop on the road, that's also there is gallop in the air. When the plane do like this, if you just do like this, we don't die today. How many of you saw that Wike was in the plane? And there was something he was speaking in tongue.
But
brother, if you stay there and look at the ground, this motor will just be like a tin tomato. All these big roads will just be like a crack. If somebody should land from that place, down to the ground, what do you expect that will happen? But let me tell you, if you enter it once, twice, three, in fact, that is what you would like to always
do.
You see, it's very sweet. Now, you are in the road for 12 hours, 8 hours in the country. But within 1 hour, you have already landed there. But the prophet said, I've trusted him through sickness and accident. I've trusted him when the airplane was finding the storm. Because there can be storm in the airplane in the air. I remember when I was in Ghana, bro, Tim was telling me when they were going to Canada. There were storms. Everybody began to call on his God. But do you see what the prophet said? He said he will go through that storm. He didn't know what to
do.
And I will say, Lord Jesus, are you finished with me? If not, strengthen this place. Speak the words. Command the situation. You have the authority. If you go to a place where somebody is sick, you are not asked to come. Somebody is sick. You are not asked to come and start drawing the line and begin to pull the ceilings down. No. Lay your hand in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that my brother is healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Brother, you go your way. If God is not finished with that brother, he will not go anywhere. Brother Bram says so. Brother Bram said the plane will be somersaulting. So maybe even Nami and you, they just say the blood of Jesus. You forget who you are. Speak the word. Lord, if you are finished with me, are you finished with me, Lord? Are you? But if not, strengthen this plane up now. And then you will see the plane smooth around in a right condition. Brother, let's just take it up and let's see. Okay. He said, I've stood in the clinics. We are the best of doctors in the nation. And they will look at me and say, just a 4 minute. Yeah. You have a few minutes to leave. He is going. And when the best of doctors that could get for me, I will say, Lord Jesus, are you through with me? All of a sudden, I was normally back to myself. Doctor say he's going on. It's a few minutes now. Bro, we die. He will say, Lord, are you finished with me? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He said, all of a sudden, I was normally back to myself.
Saturday.
Brethren, let's go to God's unchanging hand. God uses night time or night time a fly to checkmate you. God uses the night time of life to mold you. God uses the night time of life to try you, to test you, to develop your character. Because character is not made without suffering. Hallelujah. Hey. Christian life is not a flowery bed of ease. Brother Abraham said, we are not immune from sickness. We are not immune from trouble. Even if you are Christians, you are not immune. It doesn't mean everything will work fine. But how do you react when those things come? Or do you think they will not come? They will. Sometimes God may permit them. I pray that tonight, God will help me and you to stand on God's unchanging hand. Build our hope on things eternal. Have the right attitude. Because there is a daytime of life. There are many things we are going to pass through. There are things that are meant for us, which we need God's grace to see us through in them all. May God help me and you tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Time is filled with transition. None of earth or moon can stand. Oh, build your hopes on this eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging. Hallelujah. Oh. To God's unchanging hand. Amen. Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Hallelujah. Amen.
As we bring the service to a close tonight, I will hold this request in my hands. With a closing prayer, I will commit them into the hands of the Lord. As we go back home tonight, with the blessings of fellowship around the message of our day that we have received. And if you have any requests in your heart, as a result of what you have heard preached, you can just raise your hand to the Lord as we pray. Dear Almighty God, we thank you very much, O God, for our gathering together tonight around this glorious message of our day. We thank you for your word that we have heard, the fellowship that we have had around this same message. You told your servant to store the message for us, for the bride we have need of it. For therein lies the rapture of faith. Father, we thank you for this sweet fellowship. Thank you for reminding us, O God, of the things that you have caused to be stored for us. We are very, very grateful. Lord Jesus, the blessings that this message has brought to us tonight as individuals, may the blessings be permanent in our lives. The hands of your children that are up, Lord, contrary to the law of gravity that says our hands should always act down, it indicates, O God, that there are needs in the lives of your people. Whatsoever those needs might be, whether for physical, material, financial, spiritual needs, Lord, may you supply. In the name of Jesus Christ, meet every one of us, Lord, at the point of our needs. May this request, O God, may they turn to testimonies. This request that has been written by some of your children, I lift it up before you. Before they put it in the paper, you knew exactly what those requests are. We ask that you answer every bit of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Master, for bringing your servant across our path. Thank you for using him to be a blessing to us tonight. We look forward for more of these blessings on Sunday. Lord, when he be taking the morning service and the afternoon / evening service. Lord, we want to pray that you will be with us. Take us home safely. By whichever means we are going, whether with public transport or private vehicles. Thank you, our Father. We don't want to be forgetful hearers. The things that we have heard tonight, may you put them in our hearts as we travel through this life journey. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen. God bless you, church. Thank you for coming to service tonight. As we have announced earlier on, God willing, on
Sunday,
our brother will be with us.
He'll
be taking the morning service at the afternoon / evening service. And it will not be taking the Sunday school. So the Sunday school will go their normal way. The children class, the adolescent class, then the adult class. I believe our teacher will have to take the adult class as usual. God willing, I will not be with you on Sunday, as I've announced before. I'm requested to be with them at the assembly in Crane. Just pray along with me as we be there to fellowship with the saints around the message of the hour. I've had a discussion with my associate because I was at a fix. I didn't want to take Brother Adeleke out of his post of duty because they are just two deacons. After discussing with Brother Samuel, Olaluwa Fagbesa, we came to this conclusion that Brother Bartholomew Ogu will take me to
Cree.
Yes. And especially, I don't know, I think his wife and Sister Vicky, they can join either Adeomi or Maka to the church. So, sir, bear with us. You'll be taking me to
Cree.
Praise be to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the air hear us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh God.